Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The shortstop, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Hutton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Littlejohn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Strain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hutton hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Littlejohn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. The throw from Dyer to Parrish. The throw back to home, and Evans is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sanderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Littlejohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strain is 0 for 1 in the game. Strain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitson moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Scott steals third. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hutton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Hutton moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutton scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 3-0, Expos. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 4-0, Expos. Greg Minton now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanderson bunts towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. Dyer moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-2 in the game. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-1 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 0-1 in the game. Littlejohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Metzger moves to second. It's 5-1, Expos. Mark Hill pinch hits for Greg Minton. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger moves to third. Littlejohn moves to second. John Montefusco pinch runs for Mark Hill. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Littlejohn scores. Montefusco moves to second. It's 5-3, Expos. Rudy May now pitching. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Halicki now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. One out. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Dawson steals third. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Hutton moves to second. It's 6-3, Expos. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hutton scores. Parrish moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's 7-3, Expos. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dyer is walked intentionally. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is hit by the pitch. Parrish scores. Bernazard moves to third. Dyer moves to second. It's 8-3, Expos. Phil Nastu now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Dyer moves to third. May moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ivey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hutton hits a line drive towards second base. Strain makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Strain. Valentine moves to second. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 10-3, Expos. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Dyer scores. It's 12-3, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Tom Griffin now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 13-3, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Littlejohn takes first base on ball 4. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Giants 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Expos. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hutton hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 14, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strain moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Strain moves to third. Clark moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strain scores. Clark moves to third. Ivey moves to second. It's 14-4, Expos. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 14, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Sadek now playing right field. Joe Strain now playing third base. Rob Andrews now playing second base. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 14, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Littlejohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 14, and the Giants 4. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 15-4, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to third. Hutton moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 15, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Strain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sadek. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Sadek steals second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards first. Hutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sadek scores. It's 15-5, Expos. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivey moves to second. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 15, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.